we're going to begin the message of the eighth day, proving to you that Yahweh's got a unique calendar system. It was designed by His wisdom, and man has intervened with His knowledge, changed the times and laws of Daniel 7:25, like we have reviewed that, and told you about how that man has brought in the Gregorian calendar. It is Babylon being exhibited to all of those who know the truth. They know that Babylon is false, and the time is false. The weekly calendar that they hang in your on your walls for you to go by, the businesses, Babylon commerce, all linked to false times, not the times of Yahweh, because His times are not your times. And if you are on the other side in the Babylon department, your times is not His. And as heaven is higher than the earth, so is His ways higher than yours. So you've got to condescend and get into the simplistic formula of the eighth day. Now, we're going to show you and prove to you that eight is a new beginning. And if you read in Leviticus chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, you'll find this scripture that the priest begun their ministry on the eighth day. And you say, well, how do you know that, Pastor Buddy? Well, it's right in there. On the eighth day, Moses summoned Aaron and his sons, the Levites, and the elders of Israel to appear in the temple to begin their ministration services to take care of the needs of the house of Israel on the eighth day. Now, remember that we told you in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, 1 and 2, that is the divine miracle formula, and it's designed around the moon, the changes of the moon. Now, we told you, now, it just so happens to be that today is a new moon. That's the first day of the beginning of the time that we call the month. So then, by day one, we find that if you count day one, and then you work 6 days. Now, tomorrow, you can begin your work day. You say, well then tomorrow's Saturday, and I'm off on Saturday, so I don't work on Saturday. You see, that's the conflict between Yahweh's way and man's way, the Babylonian way. And they did this, man did this, through the deceit of Satan. Now, it's recorded that Satan said that he would sit on the mount of the congregation of the north. Now, if you really read that in Hebrew, that means that I will be the central figure, and I will change times, and they will worship me, Yahweh, but they won't worship you, because I will change times and laws. That's it, basically, in paraphrasing the meaning of that he set upon the congregation of the north. That means he changed times and laws. But here Moses begins the priest ministry on the eighth day, Leviticus 9 and 1. Now, in Leviticus chapter 12 and 3, on the eighth day, they had a circumcision in the temple. Always in the temple. The priest could not go out to the homes like they do today and circumcise children. These children had to be brought to the Levitical priesthood, and they had to be brought only on one day within that month. Shipping on the eighth day, that meant a formula was designed every 8 days was a Sabbath, instead of every seventh day. Because, like I said, in the sequence of the new moon, that's day one. Now you work 6 days. Well, let's count. If we start at day one, then day two would be the first work day. Because after the Sabbath, you are not to do any servile work on the new moon, according to Numbers 29 and 1. And that's the method that Yahweh chose. Now, you may have another method. You may try to climb up some other way. But everyone that tries to climb up some other way and disavows Yahweh's way and breaks his vows and breaks his times and his seasons, Yahweh's going to cast them into hell with all of the time wreckers and the lawbreakers because they've missed the mark. You see, breaking the law is missing the mark. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it just so happens to be that if you break Yahweh's law of his times, you have missed the mark. Now, let's go to Leviticus 14 and 10. On the eighth day, the sinner man was to bring two male lambs and a ewe lamb on the eighth day. On the eighth day. Now, he had to come to the temple on the eighth day. You couldn't come to the temple and worship on the eighth day because the Gregorian calendar forbids an eighth day. It only goes up to 7 days. And the new moon on the Gregorian calendar is not taken into account. But the true Hebrew calendar, the true calendar that Yahweh laid out for you, and it can still be laid out, there's just not enough priesthood, men with understanding, and men with knowledge, pure knowledge. The greatest revelation that I have ever gotten in this walk is the name of Yahweh being the strong tower. You have to have this. It's the foundation of all truth. In this name you conquer. In this name you overcome. In this name you remit your sins. In this name you qualify to keep the Sabbath and the commandments. Only in this name. So the two greatest things that I ever got in revelation form was, number one, the great, the magnanimous, and the magnificent name of Yahweh above all names. Now, I know there's people that try to interject and bring in the traditional name of Jesus or Jehovah. Both those names are erroneous according to the Hebrew Bible. In the original 1611 Bible, King James, by the way, the name Jesus is not in there. We offer a $10,000 reward for anybody that can read the name Jesus in the original 1611 Bible. It's just not in there. And we'll tell you why. There was no J's in the Hebrew, none in the Latin, none in the Greek, and none in the English until the 1700s. That's why. So in 1611, there was no J, and they substituted the substitute of the Greek, which is the I, which is compatible to the Hebrew Y. So his name started with a Y. You figure out the rest of it, if you can. This is the greatest mystery, is the name and the Sabbaths. It is salvational walk to keep his name for the remission of sins, for the establishment of your faith, and you can't do nothing out of the name, and it's for certain you can only worship him in his name. And he will not answer to a false name. You say, well, I've got a many blessings, glory to God, in the name of Jehovah. Well, you can get all the blessings you want, but in the end, you're going to have to answer to one name, and it's not Jehovah. Again, there was no J, so it's not Jehovah. And your own literature, if you get a new open Bible, if you get the King James Version of the open Bible, it is an apologetic Bible telling you that they erred by putting the name of Jehovah and Jesus in the Revised Version. They just didn't have the knowledge. They weren't up to speed. And they make an apology for that. And yet people wouldn't have that because it denied the Revised Version of the King James that contained Jehovah and Jesus. See, when you teach an old dog a lie, then he believes a lie. He'll bark at a lie the rest of his life. But only the pure in heart, the ones that wants to make heaven their home, the ones that wants to run the race, the ones that wants to humble themselves down to the name of Yahweh, the strong tower, and the day to keep his Sabbath. And in the Sabbath, he said, if you will keep my Sabbath, here in Exodus, or in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12, if you will, then I'll show you my name. So then, ladies and gentlemen, the best way to start this thing is to get off on the Sabbath. Right foot, right time. Nevertheless, notice what they did to me. They rebelled against me. Verse 8. They rebelled. Rebellion is witchcraft. We have been bewitched by another time, another day, and another month, or another hour. Which there be no other day, at the priests begin their ministry on the eighth day. That's how they started this out. When the Messiah rose up. Now, let me show you something right here. I'm going to show you a piece of a mathematical genius. And yet it's so simple, a preacher like me, just a dumb plowboy with an eighth grade education, I can count to eight. I don't have any problem. I can count to 30 within the whole month. All right, if you was to start, now this is the formula. If you was, and this is according to the Bible. We have the booklet that we could send you. And it would tell you in 72 different examples of how that they kept the commandment of Yahweh, the time of Yahweh, simply by saying, day one, that's a holy day. Day two is a work day. Day three is a work day. Day four is a work day. Day five is a work day. Day six is a work day. And day seven. Now that gets us out to the eighth day, where the priests begin their ministry in Leviticus 9 and 1, on the eighth day. Now you see that formula? How hard is that? By not counting day one as a work day, but as a holy day set aside according to Numbers 29 and 1, you're not to do any work on that day. And you say, well, I'm glad I'm not in that timekeeping thing, glory to God. I would lose my job. Well, would you want to give up a good-paying job at General Motors to lose your soul in hell? What would you give in exchange if you had the best-paying job in the world, but you denied Yahweh's Sabbaths and broke His laws, and you were denied entrance in Revelations 22 and 4, which the Bible says that you must, let me turn over there and read that. That is so powerful that I would just, you know, I just better read that to you and explain to you what it says here in the Gospel of Revelation 22, verse 4. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Now, that's after they entered in through the gates into the holy city. Now, we're gonna find that out. Verse 14 of 22. Blessed are they that do His commandments. Now, what is the first commandment? Mark 12:29. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. He's not two. He's not three, as you've been lied to by the Gregorian church or the whore church of Revelation 17 and the harlots that come out of her. They're still teaching this polluted pagan doctrine of a three-headed God. The same God that existed before the foundation of the world, that created the world, the earth, and everything in it and on it, with the exception of the Cain seed. That was created by the defilement of the adultery of Eve as she mated with Lucifer and produced Cain. Now, this is a byproduct of the original creation. Even Satan himself is a created angel.
that means that he had a beginning. And that means he can possibly have an end. And we know what his end. Listen here. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have a right to the tree of life, and they may enter through the gates into the city with the name of Yahweh in their forehead, according to the fourth verse. We're in Revelation 22. Now, notice what was left out of the city. These ain't going to get in. For without, that's not in the city. They couldn't make it in. Number one is because they didn't have the name of Yahweh in their forehead. Number two, they didn't love Yahweh and keep His Sabbath commandment, which is the basis of all litmus tests, because He said, if you'll keep My Sabbath, you'll know who I am. By knowing who He is, you'll know who you are. For without are dogs and sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Now, do you want to be in that crowd? You say, well, yeah, but that'll be all right, glory to God. I'll get in there because I'll sweet-talk Jesus and He'll let me in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is not going to be on the throne. He's not going to be calling the shots here. It is Yahweh, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It never was Jesus. It never will be Jesus. It never will be Jehovah. It never was Jehovah. That's a false rendering of the true name. In the Masoretes, in the 8th century, they mixed the vowel points and it came out with Jehovah. Now all of your polluted texts, you see, that's why it said sorceries. That's why that Paul said, I know that after my departure, grievous wolves will enter in, not sparing the flock. Christ reminded us that the Pharisees and the scribes, these are the translators, He said, beware of them. That on the eighth day, you must bring for a cleansing to the entrance of the tenth meeting. Now, after the first day, I'm going to prove to you that every Sabbath is an eighth day. The first Sabbath would be, again, day one. That is the beginning of the new moon. Now, it's not listed as the Sabbath, but it is recognized as a holy day with no work. It's the blowing of the trumpets and the announcement that the moon is dark or very darkened that you can't see. And as long as you can't see first crescent light, you don't work. At the first sight of crescent light, they could work 6 days. And then they had to keep the Sabbath. It was always on day eight. So then, from 1 to 8 is the first Sabbath. From 8 to 15 is the second Sabbath. Now let me give you the numerical count of that. All right. Remember, and this is the point I want to make tonight, and get this in here before my mind gets tracked out into the other reasons of the eighth day. I want to stress this for you: the Messiah, Yahweh, in a flesh body. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with Yahweh. The Word was Yahweh. And the Word was made flesh. He breathed normal H2O, if you will, or drank H2O, water. And He breathed the oxygen of the air, the elements. But He created that Himself. They pierced His side, and out came the water, and out came the blood, the very substance of life. They counted it an unholy thing by counting Him as a heretic because He said He was Yahweh. St. John 10:30-33. They stoned Him for making Himself Yahweh. Plain and simple. They thought He was a raving lunatic because He said, I'm Yahweh. And they couldn't handle it. That was beyond them. They had been taught by the lying pen of the scribes and the Pharisee doctrine that the name of Yahweh was too holy for mortal man to utter except once on the Day of Atonement when the high priest went in and spoke His name in public behind the veil. Audibly. Alright, now, again, the Messiah died on the 14th day of the month. Now listen to me well here, and I'll give you some mathematical genius of count. What day did he arise? And somebody said, he arose 3 days later. No, his passion began. We can prove that he was not in the ground for 3 days and three nights. We can prove that. And we will as we go into the teaching of Pentecost and the teaching of Passover, which is coming up here May the 8th, where we will be in Murphy, North Carolina, to keep the second Passover. We're going to show you about the mystery of that. And we just got through teaching a three-hour series on the Passover and the second Passover and the reasons why we keep it. That is another hidden, veiled mystery that only comes through prayer and fasting. And when a preacher comes through prayer and fasting and preaching Revelation, and he don't go along with the rapture, but rather he teaches a capture of all the wicked. You see, ladies and gentlemen, he's not going to be a rapture out of the righteous. The righteous are going to remain. It is the capture of the wicked, the dogs, the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the murderers, the idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. These are the ones that are going to be captured and removed from planet Earth. Now, according to Isaiah 66, verse 22, that it will be the new millennial, the new era of a new earth and a new heaven. Oh, my. Hallelujah. And, well, you say, well, I know I'll go up there on Saturday and worship Him, Pastor Buddy, but I can't go, glory to God, on the new moon. We just don't believe that down at our church. Well, that's why you're going to be outside the camp and you ain't going to get in. That's why that you're going to be ashes for the feet of the righteous to walk on the ashes of the wicked. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, and murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Isaiah 66, verse 22 says, in the new millennial, the new heaven, the new earth, that everybody wants to sing and shout about, like Christians, they're going to go somewhere else to get it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be right here. Earth was made for the righteous. And why would you want to go anywhere else? When all of the saints, now listen to me now, when Yahweh comes, He's coming back with all His holy angels. Matthew 25:31. Check it out. You say, well, wait a minute now. If He's coming back, why am I going to raise up and there to meet Him? Well, let's read Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Man cometh, then shall He set up on the throne of His glory. The Son of Man was Yahweh made flesh in a flesh body, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, hear this old country preacher that cares not for your wealth, that cares not for your person, that cares not for your rank, but is going to preach the gospel to everyone within his ear range. And you are going to be judged according to the gospel spoken by the living word. And Yahweh said that He'll come back in the new kingdom with all of His holy angels with Him. And there will be a separation. Now let's look at it. Here's the Christians believing they're going to be raptured out. Well, I'm sorry. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, I think a true Christian knows better. He's not going to be raptured out of here and leave. He knows he's going to remain. It's the stupid idiots that are professing to be Christians that have been deceived by the smooth speech and enticing words. These silly women and these ignorant men are causing the discord among the truth of the gospel when it says emphatically in Matthew 25:31 that there will be a separation guaranteed. But it's not going to be like the Christians have been told. That's the false prophets teaching the rapture out. It's going to be the captured out. Now, who's going to be captured? Yahweh's going to send His angels, according to Matthew 25:32. And they're going to gather up all of the tares, all of the wicked, all of the dogs, all of the sorcerers, that's the false prophets, and all the deceit, all the whoremongers, all these race-mixing demons, these approval of mixing the blood of the ones that are here upon the earth when Yahweh said not to do that. The murderers, how do they murder, Pastor Buddy? They take your children and murder their souls right on the altars of Baal. They cause them to pass through the fire to Moloch. This is a spiritual murder of the souls of the righteous. And Yahweh's angels are going to get them. And the idolaters, those who have worshipped falsely, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, changes the truth of the Sabbath into a lie to worship on their day, their way, other than Yahweh's way, and it's according to Isaiah 66:23. From one new moon. Tonight just happens to be the end of the new moon. It began last night. The new moon. Now if you'll count 8 days, you'll see a Sabbath, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll have the formula that Pastor Buddy is passing on to you right here tonight. Now again, listen to this. Verse 23 of Isaiah 66. From one new moon to the Sabbath. All right, let's count. The new moon is a holy day. It is a day that you will do no servile work for wages. It's a day that Moses sent out the priesthood to have them to administer in the temple, according to Leviticus 9:1 that I've already quoted you. From one new moon to the Sabbath. All right, one new moon, day one. Now, notice, to get a Sabbath in line with the reckoning time of Yahweh, you must work 6 days, labor, and then you keep a Sabbath. All right, after day one, that would be day two, would be the first work day. Day three, day four, day five, day six, and day seven. And then you come to the 8th day of the month. Not the week now, the month. So the 8th day would be the holy day. Do this with your cattle, Exodus 22:30. Let them stay with their mothers for 7 days, but give them to me. Bring them and give them to me on the 8th day, the firstborn. Oh my. On the 8th day, Leviticus 15:14, you must take 2 doves and 2 pigeons and come before Yahweh on the 8th day. Ladies and gentlemen, today is no exception. You've got to worship on Yahweh's day. And I feel sorry for those dogs. Oh yes, that won't repent. Those sorcerers that will not repent. Those whoremongers that won't come out from among the whore church and the harlots of the steeple crowd, the bellbox. And the murderers, those soul murderers that save your children and give them a false hope and a false name with a false way and a false time. Oh my, oh I feel the Shekinah. Hallelujah. Idolaters, the idol worshippers. Oh, they worship man. They worship the glory. They worship the big churches. They worship the tradition. And full well, they reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep their own tradition. Leviticus 15:29. On the 8th day, she must bring an offering to the priest, showing you that the priest was there only on the 8th day. All right, now let's go to my point tonight, as I am going to give you this point and prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. On the 15th day, begin the 7 days of unleavened bread. Remember, he was killed on the 14th day. Now, mathematically, numerically, follow me here, please. It could save your soul for obedience. But the unbelieving and the unclean, those that will not hear the gospel, those that will laugh and make fun, those that will turn up their nose and be indifferent to the truth of Yahweh's word, I curse you in the name of Yahweh, that you will proceed no further with your shenanigans that you do and your false doctrine that you promote. Your witchcraft and sorceries shall proceed no further. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I just don't believe in cursing nobody. Well, I tell you one thing. If you look in the Bible, there was a lot of curses put up on people that wouldn't hear the gospel. If you want to go to the 27th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, you'll find that there was an altar just to curse people. And we make full use of it in where we come from. And when we put a curse on someone that is rejecting or fighting against the name of Yahweh or His truths or His Sabbaths or His ways, which are sanctified and sealed forever, nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from. And the Bible says, whoever you curse will remain cursed, and whoever you bless will be blessed. That power is given to you and to me and the righteous who love Yahweh and keep His commandments. The 15th day. If He died on the 14th day, He had to get up on the 15th day. You say, now, wait a minute here now. Now, Pastor Buddy, wait a minute now. Yeah, He died on the 14th and 15, 16, 17. He got up on the 18th day, glory to God. He's in there for a day. Well, that'd been a work day. The Bible says, at the dawning of the Sabbath. Now, let's read that. Here, let's go back to the book, if you will, of Matthew, and I've got to make my point here because I'm running out of time and I just don't have enough time to get everything I'd like to do on this. I'd like to teach. This would be about a 5 or 6 hour teaching that I'm trying to compress into an hour here. But follow me here. At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, ladies and gentlemen, He was already risen on the end of the Sabbath. He got up on the 15th day sometime before the end of the Sabbath. So He died on the 14th, put in the earth, and before the next night, He was up. On the 15th day, He arose. And Mary came to see the sepulchre with Mary Magdalene. And behold, there was a great earthquake, and the angel of Yahweh descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and He sat upon it. And His countenance was like light, and His raiment was white as snow. And for fear of Him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Oh my! In the presence of the mighty ones. You think you're going to escape them? You think you're going to float up in the air and get away, you wicked that will not hear Yahweh's times and ways and laws and keep His commandments? You are nothing but a dog, a dead dog at that, a sorcerer, a liar, a murderer, and no murderers and no sorcerers and no liars, and especially those that won't keep Yahweh's commandments. Oh, they say they love Him. They speak well. They play well on instruments. They come before Yahweh as His people, but they're not, because they are into a false way, a way that seems right, a one that's been established through tradition, and full well they reject Yahweh's commandments and His laws to keep their own tradition. Verse 5, And the angel answered and said unto them, these angels can talk, ladies and gentlemen, and we know that they can kill too. You say, oh, that's murder. No, that's killing. It don't say, thou shalt not kill in the commandments. That says, they shall not murder. But the Bible said outside of those are the people that did murder. They murder your soul. They murder your influence. They speak evil of you. They murder you behind your back by their unbelief to keep their tradition. They hate a man of Yahweh. I know I'm hated. I am despised for the holy, magnanimous name that I promote. I only promote one name. I don't give you choices. This is not a multiple choice ministry. This is hear Yahweh and obey Him or go straight to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. That's where you're going, ladies and gentlemen. And notice what the angel said. Fear not, for I know whom you seek. You seek Yahweh, which was crucified. He is not here. Now remember, He got up on the Sabbath day. He got up on the Sabbath day. Before the Sabbath ended, He was up. And the next day was the high holy Sabbath. It was the eighth day. It was the 15th day, proving that every eighth day is a Sabbath. So He got up on the eighth day. He began to minister, just like it was in Leviticus 9:1. Now He took the Levitical ministry into the Melchizedek ministry on the Sabbath and an eternal rest, no longer responsible for the divers washings of animals, but for the sincere circumcision of your heart. Now it brings me to my last point here, the circumcision. What day were they to circumcise on, ladies and gentlemen? Well, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I really don't know. Well, we're going to find out. In Luke 1:59, this is John the Baptist. Now remember, Christ was not born when John was born. He was born after John. And do you really want to know what time that the Messiah was born? Well, it's right in the Bible. You need to write for my information on the day that He was born. We got it right in the Scripture. And we know that He was born sometime in May. And how do we know that? Well, that's when the second Passover is, and we've got it all figured out for you if you really want to know. And most people believe that He was born in the fall of the year, in tabernacle, because they think that He ended well. Well, He did. He was conceived in tabernacles, but He was born in the second Passover. Oh my, that's another message. Luke 1:59. On the eighth day, proving it was a Sabbath day, the day that the priests ministered, the day that they circumcised, according to John 7:22-23. St. John 7:22-23. Oh, I can't make it no plainer than this. Luke 2:21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the Messiah, He was named Yahweh. You say, oh, buddy, the Bible says in the New Testament that He was named Jesus. Well, I just got through telling you there was no J's code. It couldn't have been Jesus. You better go back to the drawing board. You better get your mind working. You better throw away your tradition, and you better get to acknowledging and glorifying and preaching and shouting and singing and praising the mighty, most holy, magnanimous name in all of the universe. Hallelujah. Oh, I get so delighted to say that when I know I make the Jesus people mad, when I make the Jehovah Witnesses mad. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I get so upset at the Jehovah Witnesses and these sorcerers. They come out here, they're twice dead, plucked up with the roots, and they look silly. You take a rooster, one of the Jehovah Witness preachers, and he's got two or three silly women around with him, they're passing out. What's that called, that magazine? Watchtower. Well, they better watch, because they are the wicked ones that are promoting a false name, and they're part of the sorcery of Revelations 22 and verse 12-14. Ladies and gentlemen, do not be caught with the wicked, because Yahweh said, I'll bring my angels, and I will gather together the wicked, and they will be gone. So if you want to go up in a rapture, you better pray that you remain. Everything that can't be shaken will remain. Everything that can be shaken through false doctrine, through sorcery, and through evil intentions, they will be raptured out of here, and they will be taken out of here. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you just scare me to death. Glory to God. Let's see what the time that a Hebrew was, and everybody said he was a Jew. You know, everybody wants to lie. They call Paul a Jew. He's not a Jew. He was a Benjamite. Of course, the tribe of Benjamin had miscegenated into the house of Yehuda, which is synonymous now with Jews, and people don't understand that. It's another message. Of Philippians 3 and 5. Circumcised on the eighth day. Wonder why he was circumcised on the eighth day. He was following the priesthood of Moses on the eighth day, the prophets of the priest of Leviticus and the Levites. And then he was following the example of Luke 2:21, where the Messiah himself was circumcised on the eighth day. And we find in John 7:22 and 23 that the Messiah grew up. He was 32 years old. And here he is in the temple. He is healing somebody on the eighth day Sabbath. And the Jews are circumcising, proving to you that the Sabbath was an eighth day, of course, and Yahweh was keeping it himself. And so there's no conflict here. The Yehudians were circumcising on the eighth day, proving that they were still keeping the lunar calendar, and now today they don't keep it. They did not. You know what? They keep the Gregorian calendar. They keep 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They've been converted. They've been deceived by the sly, cunning craftiness of the church of the whore, the great whore that corrupted and filled the earth with her sorceries. Oh my, Pastor Buddy, what are we going to do with you? You're so honoring, and we know we're never going to change you, and so we just ain't going to listen to you no more. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the change has to come in the heart. If you're not changed by the Spirit of Yahweh and the Shekinah, then you can get heaven off your mind anyway because you're not going. I have spent too many long days and nights in the hills of East Tennessee fasting and praying for Yahweh to give me truth. And when I got it, I became a fool. I'm like Paul. I became a fool for the Messiah's sake. Because when I became a believer of Yahweh, then I had all of my Jesus and Jehovah friends telling me that I had gone crazy. When every one of them, Jehovah Witnesses included, and they ain't got many reasons to say this because they're dead as twice dead plucked over the roots. Some of the deadest people in the world are Jehovah Witnesses. And ladies and gentlemen, following close behind is these Jesus churches that are full of dead men's bones, of people sitting there pretending, hypocritical. And then when they hear the truth, they still want to carry on their family traditions of tradition. They still want to participate in little crackers and grape juice and bake a ham on Easter. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ain't got the guts, the intestinal fortitude, the spiritual strength of Samson and David to come out of the Goliaths of the church world. Just because there's a big crowd and you lack fellowship, how are you going to like to fellowship the deceitful workers, those that are called dogs? How do you like those that are called sorcerers? How would you like to gang up with them? How would you like to spend your time in eternal hell with a bunch of snarling demons that appeared to you on earth as to being very good and holy? You see, ladies and gentlemen, Satan don't deceive you by being a gangster. He don't deceive you by preaching the eighth day time frame. He deceived you by preaching Saturday and Sunday and ham to replace the lamb and a few crackers and a little grape juice to substitute for the real wine of Yahweh and the truth of Yahweh. And you'll be joining the whoremongers. Every church I go to right now, they're full of whoremongers. They are in bed with the whore of Trinitarianism. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, ain't that what the Bible says? You got to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? I pray tell you, what name is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? In John 5:43, he said, I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If his name was John, if his name was Luke, then the Son's name would be John or Luke. But his name was Yahweh. He sent the Son, his flesh body, by the way, into the earth to dwell in tabernacle for 33-plus years. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. St. John chapter 1, verse 10. The world was made by Him. The same one that came into the world made the world. And He's the one that instituted these ordinances. He's the one that brought the eighth-day Sabbaths in. 1:8:15, 22, and 29 is the Sabbaths. And if you count, listen, let me show you how good in math I am. And it took me almost 48 years to learn it. Let's say 15th. He got up on the 15th day. That was a high holy Sabbath. That's the day that they began to eat unleavened bread for 7 days. Correct? But then they had a holy assembly on the eighth day. Well, let's count from the 15th day. And then we're going to call 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. That's 6 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, counting the 15th day that you eat the unleavened bread. That's 7 days you eat unleavened bread. And on the eighth day, which is the 22nd day of the month, which is actually the third, eighth day in the month, proving to you that's the day that Yahweh would be there to accept your fellowship offering on the eighth day, which is the 22nd day of the month. And ladies and gentlemen, there you have the eighth day message from Pastor Buddy. I've enjoyed being with you, and I've enjoyed my time that I have spent with you preaching to you the name of Yahweh. The Bible says, are you going to get safe when you're in a name that you can't read in the Bible? You say, well, it's right in my Bible, glory to God, and I'm sticking to it. I just told you that in the original 1611 Bible, the name Jehovah or the name Jesus, neither one are in the script. Now then, it's back to the drawing board for you if you don't know this truth that I preached and the name I presented to you. Everyone that says Hallelujah is repeating the name that was given that is above every name. This is the name that was introduced in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. This is the name that the priesthood, including Moses as the prophet, and Aaron as the priest, and his sons in the Levitical, ministered on the eighth day. This is the same Messiah that was circumcised on the eighth day. And this is the same Messiah in John 7:22 and 23 that was healing on the Sabbath day as the priests were circumcised and proving it was on the Sabbath day. 1:8:15, 22, and 29. No exceptions. And for without are dogs. You want to be a dog when he comes? In Matthew 25:31, he's coming back to the earth. He ain't going to rapture his church out of here and go up into heaven. He's coming out of heaven to the earth. And new Jerusalem is coming down. The Shekinah, the great city of Almighty Yahweh, will be right here on planet Earth, according to the Bible. Why would you want to leave this marvelous marble? It's made for the righteous to inherit. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it was the wicked dogs, the sorcerers, and the unbelievers that were raptured out in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man, Matthew 25:31. When I come, I will send my angels to gather out all of the wicked, all of them that wouldn't believe, all of the Sabbath breakers, all of the name breakers, so that they could keep their tradition. They loved the praise of men more than they loved to honor Yahweh. I'm one of the few that is preaching to the many to come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of her sins. And I know that this is a hard saying, and who can hear it? Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and only a few there be that find it, according to the Bible. Now, if you want this information, if you would like to have our series on the eighth day, or if you like this new series that we've begun on the joy of keeping the Sabbath, you just write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, we'll take on all comers. You Seventh-day Adventists want to debate this? Well, you just make yourself handy. And you call up the pastor here. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I've been around the teacup looking for the handle, and I found it in the eighth day. Hallelujah. And what a marvelous thing I can say tonight and be so honored to honor the great, magnanimous name of the Creator. I alone tonight can say to these Jehovah Witnesses or to these Jesus worshipers, you can't say hallelujah. Because when you do, you're praising His great, magnanimous name. Now, do you really want to say it? After I get through preaching, nobody will say hallelujah. I go into these false churches where they've got their bell box temple set up and their altars of Baal, and I'll preach the name of Yahweh, and they'll quit saying hallelujah. You'll not see nobody shouting when I get through preaching in these bell boxes. But the righteous will rejoice. Those that love His name, those that love His appearance, those are the ones that will shout and glorify Him and say, preach it, Pastor Buddy. Lay it on the line and tell it like it is. For the truth will stand when the world's on fire. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd preach this if I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Nothing to grab or clutch at but a broom straw. I would still preach Yahweh's name. And let the false boat of the false names drift on by. Yahweh's a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. And the righteous are going to be gathered together on planet Earth. And they are going to remain. The wicked were raptured out in the days of Noah. And as it was in the days of Noah, I can't quit preaching for some reason, as it was in the days of Lot, it shall be that way in the day of the coming of Yahweh, as He comes on the clouds with power and great glory, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh and obey not His gospel. Today, if you hear my voice, repent. If you'd like to get this message tonight, you can simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, with the zip bin 37824. If you would like to call me, I'm live tonight right here on WWRB. Hopefully Monday night our internet transmission will be up and running, and you folks that listen to me on internet downloads will again be privileged to hear the gospel. My love to you and my blessings to you. My phone number tonight, and we're live right here on March the 27th of 2009. My phone number is area code 423-626-2172. My website is oneyahweh.com. Go there and you'll see a lot of the posted materials that would be a blessing to you, I hope. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Well, ladies and gentlemen, time is coming on. Be sure to visit our website, oneyahweh.com. That'll bring you onto our website. Remember, it's under construction. We're not through with it. We're just beginning to get with it. And there's a lot of posted messages that are free of charge. If you'd like to listen to Pastor Buddy around the clock for the next 3 or 4 months, you can do that by just going up and clicking on some of the messages. It's there live. If you got internet downloading capabilities, you can find us on the World Wide Web at oneyahweh.com. Well, I'll see you Monday night as our time is coming gone. I'll see you next Monday night at 9 o'clock. That's Eastern Standard Time. That'll be 8 o'clock Central. I'll see you live exclusively with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.